wird man du klar die Verstehung über Roma gehen. For I'll speak with the Spirit and I'll speak with the understanding. Also, in other words, those tongues will not come forward publicly without having a translation, an interpretation. For my movings within the body, then the church is particular, who know me by the Spirit, that if I was free to move the way I was recorded to move in the Word, in the truth, then you'd see much more accomplished than what you're seeing now. But they don't know me very well. Neither do they spend time in the Holy Spirit. But rest assured, for when the revival fires come, that many will give their whole lives to what I'm doing, will promote what I'm doing, and walk in what I'm doing. For you'll see some great days before I return, saith the Lord. I'll take that. I'll take that. There's a little bit, and very gently, you may be seated. There was a little bit in there, but it was interpreted in the form of a mystery. And basically, this is what it said, or what it dropped in as. Not particularly counting here. At many places, most. But even here, some that have no idea what I've given to you when I gave you the teacher. And did I give him to you without a way to yield yourself to him to be taught? Did I not give him to you in such a way that he can even communicate in a mystery and you can understand many, many things at once because you're receiving it in your spirit? But what most don't know and have trouble believing is if they do edify themselves, if they do overcome the evil one, for he'll come and build a case against it, and you'll find yourself drifting away and falling away again and again because you don't know what you're setting on. You have no idea most of the time what's being moved, what's being accomplished, and what's being done. And most of the praying you do, I'll use you in the accomplishment somewhere along the line. But then there's those times that you're in intercession and you're speaking things. And there are things that I can do in troubled places. And you may never know. But there isn't a time that you come before me and yield yourself over to the Spirit that something is not accomplished because this is why I sent him. Are we getting whipped a little? Cristo de la Fribia. You have to hang on a minute. Yes, sir. Okay. I don't know how. I didn't know how to word it. Some of it came in a mystery there. For some of you began to pray and edify yourself, but you fell away. And one reason you fell away is because with your eyes, you couldn't see any difference. So you wanted to be lifted up. You wanted to be exalted. You wanted to be used in such a way that people would... lift you up and exalt you. But for those who crossed the desert, and simply because my word says what it says, and you yield yourself to me, the things I pray for you and through you will not only bring you through the desert, but what they'll do in your life later on will be great things, and you'll not be destroyed over it, because you'll end up giving me all the glory, saith the Lord. So come on, if it's dry, why are you going to stop? You think he's saying less because you can't feel it? Because it's dry? When I pray, I don't feel nothing. Good sign, you're changing. I used to make fun of my time, that my words hot caked, got real flat and fell on the floor. Real flat, hot cakes. So I had to get a spatula and I was trying to throw them up to heaven. And that didn't just last a little while. Oh boy, did I rejoice when I got high. I went into the prayer closet and got high for a while. That was time for great rejoicing. But in those first days, there wasn't too much of that. Well, what did you do? I kept going. I used the faith move. I don't have to see it to believe it. If it says I'm being edified, I'm being edified. You got that? You think I got a fast answer? Oh, I was praying, wasn't I? So I'd spatulate the words up. And I got one of my first teaching glimpses. It's a vision that goes like that. It flashes in your spirit. And you see it. You know that the picture's worth. It doesn't run around. It doesn't act itself out. You just see the picture and you know what it means. And he does that quite often when you start walking with him in it. He doesn't throw you on some tangled up path just to see if you can make it. Come on. That's when I caught my glimpse of heaven. It just like that. I went. And it was me in a "I love you." No, really. I said, "I really love you." That one landed and dug a hole and crawled in it. I said, I really do. That's when I caught a little glimpse, and it looked like his throne, and I couldn't see. There was somebody on it, but there was no clarity, you know. I couldn't see just They were there. But the angels I could see better in that flash. And they were worshiping God and throwing their hands up. And I heard what they said at the same second. They were saying, look, look. The devil's thrown all hell at him. An emotional ram, all hell, trying to get him to stop. And look at him. He won't stop. Can't make him put his hands down. And the whole time I thought that I wasn't getting anywhere because it was so dry. Quite the contrary. I was getting everywhere. When I fought through the desert, the dry place, I wasn't being slowed down. I mean, I was getting everywhere. According to those angels, they were having a great party. Because I wasn't receiving less. I was receiving more. Well, the anointing's changed. I get some scriptures, you know. Well, I have them every Sunday. Last Sunday he called for a communion, and then halfway into it I found out what the whole thing was all about. But I have some scriptures, and they're the ones that I'm going to subject myself to the sufferings of Jesus so that I'll lack nothing in my walk. And it sounds like I'm supposed to suffer like he did, but that wasn't what he was talking about in three or four places in the epistles. What he was talking about is there's anything that's alive in you that was put to death in him when he died. From anger to anything, then I would like that anger to die that death with him so I could walk free of it. So if there's anything like that alive in me, I want it to be crucified with him. I don't want it to stay with me, see? So when I found out what those verses meant, then I knew that anything that was alive in me that wasn't supposed to be, that Jesus already suffered of and died under the penalty of it, then whatever it's trying to do to me, it's not going to accomplish it because it's going to die. That's all there is to it. It's going to die. Well, sometimes he won't let me off of telling you what you need to hear. Sometimes I almost hear people whispering, he said that last week or something. Yeah, but you didn't do it, did you? How many of you have kids? How about little guys, grandkids? They got you wrapped around their little finger like they do us? Like Gary, you really needed to hear this morning. I don't know how your dad, 5 years old, polio, they wasn't living, you lived. They didn't have the cure. You usually grow up wheelchair or something. That's it for life. I don't know how his dad handled it at 5 years old, but he did. Now look at him. You should have heard his battle with cigarettes this morning. Him and cigarettes had a fight. And he told us how he knocked him out. He really, really funny. He had a patch on each arm, a non-smoking pack. And puffing on a cigarette. before he got to the tower heading that way. Patch on each arm, puffing on a cigarette, driving by the tower. And he quit, you know. I mean, that was his testimony. The word said he was free. I'm free. He mentioned something I'd forgot about. No matter what kind of fault you have, God, he'll walk through hell with you. As long as you want to be free and are walking away from it, he'll walk through hell with you. It's when you turn around and go back and don't want to be. He doesn't abandon you. Well, God knew he could melt me by showing me a child, and that's what he did. The child was holding his hands up, and he represented every child that's would be in a children's hospital, maimed, and can't walk, blind, deaf, dumb, some born that way, can't communicate at all. When I pray for them, I'd like to blame it on their faith. They didn't have enough faith. Right. In a flash vision, this little baby was going like this. I don't know. He was holding his hands up and said, "Please don't leave me like this." The next thing that ruined me, this is why I know, we're having our revival. That's over 20 years ago. That prophecy he gave me that they hung out in the front, it has the word, key word was endurance. We didn't know he'd try to wear us all out first. We didn't know he would concentrate on us and beat the daylights out of us. Well, this little baby, God exaggerated this part. You've heard me tell it, but I'm not getting by with not telling it. I got a bunch of people saying it affected some nations, la la. And I was going to get my reward. So I had a funny the names, a King's Highway. In heaven, that is a King's Highway. He must have used it a lot or something. Anyway, I was, now don't laugh, okay? I was walking down the King's Highway and I was heading for the throne. I could see it in the distance. Staircase went up to, he was sitting on it, and the lamb was by him. And you know, in all that, I still couldn't tell you what he looked like. You can see him, but you can't. I'm walking down it. They have to have angels for crowd control. Yay. Yay. Thank you for selling out, Brother Roberson. Yay. King's Highway. La, la, la. La, la. Finally get to the throne. Whew. I'm so excited. about to get my crown. And I'm standing here like this. And that's when a little bitty hand slipped into mine. A little girl, about 6 or 7, got through the angel's defenses. I think they let her through. She come up and she slipped her little hand in mine, and I looked down at her. I mean, I was wondering what she's doing. I'm about to get crowned, you know, my reward. She says, "Hi, mister." She says, "I'm a child of war, a child of famine, and a child of abortion. I grew up here. I've never known anything else. But I can tell you this, the Lamb, Jesus, He loves us. The glory, the magnitude of the love He pours out on us every day. We're loved. So much so." She said, "Mister, I'd gladly trade places with you." And I'm thinking, what with me? Grow up on the planet and I'm here? She said, "Mister, I'd gladly trade places with you." What? She says, "You have no idea how much the Lamb loves us. I'd trade places with you and go back. I don't care what's there. Just for the opportunity to do something for Him." Just for the opportunity. And after that, you think I'm going to let a set of circumstances whip my britches off? I don't think so. I don't think so. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, sir. See, He loved them so much. They wanted to find a way to do something for Him. You think they didn't know what's closest to His heart? Well, we're on a path, and we're going to do something. And that's final. I don't know how many people have seen something like that, but it doesn't leave you in very good shape. Some penny-anny little trial comes along and we faint. Give me a break. Well, I tell you what. Tulsa has a lot of children and there's a hospital within just driving range, you know. And Jesus said, "Go on." He said, "Go on, preach the gospel, lay hands on the sick, cast devils out. They'll recover. Come on." We have a blatant promise. We have His Word. Obviously, it's a place in the Spirit that people will compromise for the things of this world before they push that hard. Well,
are you trying to condemn us?
No. I'm trying to give you a pill that wakes you up instead of puts you to sleep. Gospel. Kilo morasia so etume. Jandore etulate o eskisi. Moko eskudisia. Neheskirama. Vaskirisa. For you'll not walk too far into this, then. You'll find out, as did John, the role that my love plays. Toskisi, Danovreba, Suratumi Haskisinto Mahatia. And for those who can see, you'll know that much of the scripture that lie misunderstood will begin to illuminate and come to light. For if my love, the habitation of it, my love, was sought out with the same fervor and tenacity that money or power was sought out, you would cause a revival. Now, actually, I came out here to build you up. So like he said in 12 and 13, 1 Corinthians, seek earnestly the best gifts, but I show you a more excellent way to do what? To seek earnestly the best gifts. Though I speak with tongues of men and angels, and have not love, sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. Then he goes down, he lists everything. So when he said, seek earnestly the best gifts, but let me show you a more excellent way. What was the more excellent way? To go after the love of God with the same tenacity you'd went after the power. The power will wake the world up. The love will make them want what you got. Listen. There's somebody, some bodies, maybe. Oh, I don't know how many. I just know it's here. You've been on the edge and of your life, of who you are and were, and want to change. You're seeking. You don't want to stay that way, and you're wondering what could bring the change, and what would I need? Well, you're the one that's running this service. I just work here. You don't think he'd put 10,000 people on hold to talk to you? He would. He had 99 just ones. Which one's he going to run after? You're awfully hungry. I don't think you quite know what you're looking for. I can tell you this is it. Did you know I have trouble having down days? Anybody have trouble having down days? When I was first saved, I had... first saved, you have that first love and everything. The down times came when you thought he let you down or something.
He didn't answer my prayer or what?
But I can tell you earnestly that this service is for you. And you really should come up here. In fact, would everybody stand up for a minute? You haven't stood in a good 30 minutes. I can tell you also, there's going to be a good circumstantial change to. Not only is your life going to take on something and change, but some of the circumstances that surround you are going to change too. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, he's looking for a place that normally he just don't have everyday access to. All he does is he just needs something. And when we can give it to him, he can change things. Already somebody that come up here. Already he's did a physical healing for you. Ooh. Whenever I see a heart, I don't like to see who it's connected with usually. But I saw a heart get healed. I was just asking him, why would he do that? On this kind of line, he said, oh, well, because it needed to be done and to save their life. That's okay. There's someone, I'm going to make sure you're up here, that you're not real clear in your mind about being saved, that kind of thing, or what even born again is. I'll tell you what, you come up here and that'll all be fixed at one time. So if you're not sure and you got questions like that, come on up here. Some of you have calls. He's got things for you to do. All right, he won't let up on me, so I have to explain this. What happened to Adam in the garden was when Eve gave and he did eat. He's that day you'll surely die. He didn't fall down on the ground dead and never moved again. What he meant, he'd be cut off from the life-giving presence of God by a sin nature. Eventually his body would corrupt and fall off and die. He himself would be imprisoned for an eternity. See, so what he did is he lost the nature he once had. That's why Jesus is called the last man, Adam. His father couldn't be Adam. If his father was Adam, down through the lineage, then Jesus would have been spiritually dead too. But the Holy Spirit overshadowed a virgin. His father was God. He didn't have the death nature. He had the nature of God. So what did he come for? Because you were lost. I was lost. So what he did, he says, look, why don't I substitute myself in their place? And you can make me sin. You can carry out the punishment. I'll take their place. I'll die for them. And when they accept me, they will be born out of that old nature, that old family, and back into the family of God with a nature just like His. The moment that you were born again, not only do you have God's DNA in your spirit man, but you also have the DNA resident for the glorified body. Just like when this one was made. When this one falls off or he comes back, instantly the program that's inside the DNA of your spirit is going to transform you into a glorified body. It's going to be glorious, isn't it? He loves you. So if you're out there and you haven't been born again, you're not going to heaven. When Brazil, first question they asked me on an interview in a secular station, all the religions, are they going to the same God? I said, no. There's only one true living God. And if they're not born again, none of them's gone. The deal was on. You got to be born again. So if you're in the crowd yet and you don't know it, come up here. If you're not sure, if you don't know you've been born again or not, come up here. Okay. You can get born again sitting where you're at if you're out there. I want everybody to repeat after me for those who are going to receive it. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you now, come into my heart and give me your life. I want to be born again. I thank you with all my heart that I am born again. I have received your nature. Now, I'm going to serve you with that new nature. Your hand is on me. I know I have a call to do something for you. Show me what it is. I'll serve you the rest of my life and then forever. If you wasn't saved, you are now. I'm supposed to ask, how many here does not have the gift of speaking with tongues? Anybody else? The day of Pentecost, you know. How many languages have you preached in? Different ones? About eight, maybe. Eight different languages. Oh, what language do you speak? Broken English. At least that's what my English teacher said. I've preached in German, Russian, Spanish, French. I'm the only one that didn't know what I was saying. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay, no more, so I check you. All right. You come up in accordance with what the call was. And he's going to do something in you. Father, in Jesus' name now, I know, Father, I know that her actions today has given you what you need to bring that change. In Jesus' name, Father.